It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Thank you, Bing Crosby, and apologies. Very, very sorry indeed if you think it's too early for Christmas music on the radio. Keep it to the supermarket aisle. It's just a month away. Now, for one family in Canberra, it is already looking an awful lot like Christmas. The Richards family, they're Christmas overachievers. They've already installed, get this, more than 500,000 Christmas lights around their home. Why have they done that? Well, to reclaim the Guinness World Record for the display with the most Christmas lights. It's obvious. David Richards joins you from Canberra. David, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Quite a passion for Christmas lights, I think, in your family.
You would think so. Well, it certainly turned out that way in the end.
Now, how long did this take you to install more than 500,000 Christmas lights?
I started in October, school holidays. I took a week off work, and then since then, every morning and every afternoon after work and all weekend, or every weekend, and I put the last bulb up on Sunday night just before we got the record.
And what if one of them doesn't work? Does that...
The whole lot goes out and I shut it down. No, not at all. No, modern technology, one doesn't work, the rest don't seem to mind.
Well, thank goodness for that. Now, You held the Guinness World Record for Christmas lights in 2011.
We did. Strange as that sounds, even to me these days, yes, we held it then. I swore I would never do it again. And in 2012, a family in New York took it off me with 346,000, I think it was, lights.
You're well ahead now.
Well, I thought if I was going to do it, I should do it properly. So it might make it a little bit difficult for them to take it back off me.
How's your power bill?
Good question. About an extra $2,500 for the month of December, we think. But we're lucky and very fortunate in that the local ACGL, the electricity company, is sponsoring it with green energy, and they're going to foot the bill.
Well, that's excellent. They must, as you say, 2011, the competition for the United States, now we've still got some time to go before Christmas. Are you worried you might get pipped at the post?
You never know. You never know. Perhaps I should have held off on the record for another week or two.
But you can still add some.
That Guinness wanted to do it, so with a bit of luck, we'll hold it for at least a little while.
So Guinness have been around and they've made their calculation?
Yeah, we've had Chris Sheedy from Guinness World Records. He's the Australian and New Zealand representative. He's been around on a number of occasions, and on Sunday night, he came around and handed us the record.
Well, congratulations! That's a tremendous achievement, and it's not just something we can talk about. If you're in Canberra, you can visit the lights. What will people see?
I should say they're lights, and it's all a bit crazy, but it is actually for a good cause. It's Sids and Kids ACT Christmas Lights. And what we're really doing is we're raising money for SIDS, which is a charity very close to our heart. And what they'll see is I'm fortunate enough to have quite a large circular driveway.
Yep.
And I've built a canopy over the top of the driveway. So you walk through the driveway and it's like a tunnel of coloured lights all synchronised to music.
And as you say, there's a gold coin donation and SIDS is the charity of choice. And that's a bittersweet relationship for your family.
It is, yeah, they looked after us some years ago, and so we've been trying to look after them since. So, every dollar, every cent raised goes directly to SIDS. Money doesn't go anywhere else. And look, the local ACT, SIDS and Kids, they're mostly volunteers and they do great work and they look after a lot of families that are going through probably the worst time of their lives.
Well, a tremendous cause and a fantastic effort, David, by yourself and the entire Richards family. Congratulations on the Guinness record.
Thank you very much.
500,000 Christmas lights. That is something to see. And if you are in the national capital, and it's probably worth a trip in its own right, so, book now, you can visit those lights from the 30th of November. The address, 3 Tennyson Crescent, Forest. Be there or be square.